In this video, we are talking about one of the most painful situations a church can face restarting after a pastor scandal or leadership failure. When a pastor or major church leader falls into moral failure, abuse of power, financial misconduct, spiritual manipulation, or serious deception, the damage reaches far beyond one person. People may feel betrayed. Some may question their faith. Some may leave the church. Some may feel ashamed that they trusted the leader. Some may become suspicious of all future leadership. This is why a church must respond with seriousness, humility, and care. The first response should never be, how do we protect the church's reputation? The first response should be, how do we honor Christ, protect people, tell the truth, and do what is right? If abuse, criminal behavior, or mandatory reporting concerns are involved, the church must follow proper legal and safety requirements. Church leaders should not try to handle serious allegations privately in ways that silence victims or protect offenders. A restart after scandal often requires outside help. That may include denominational leaders, trusted pastors, legal guidance, financial review, trained counselors, safeguarding specialists, or experienced ministry mentors. The church also needs spiritual leadership that is not defensive. People need space to grieve. They need clear communication. They need prayer. They need scripture. They need leaders who will listen. They need assurance that safety and accountability are being strengthened. Here is a ministry example. A church experienced a pastor's moral failure. At first, some leaders wanted to move quickly and say, let's just get a new pastor and move on. But wiser voices slowed the process. They invited outside oversight, held listening meetings, reviewed leadership policies, cared for wounded families, and created a renewal covenant before relaunching public ministry. That church did not recover by pretending nothing happened. It recovered by walking in the light. A common mistake is to make the next leader the savior of the church. No pastor, interim minister, board member, or consultant can replace repentance, prayer, truth, and healthy systems. Jesus is the savior of the church. Leaders are servants under his authority. A church can restart after scandal, but the restart must be humble, honest, safe, accountable, and gospel-centered. The goal is not simply to reopen the doors. The goal is to become trustworthy again, before God, before the congregation, and before the community.